is Davin's Den.
I feel that I'm ready to fly somewhere I can lay my head.
And we are back. Thank you guys for hanging out or listening on the podcast. Louis C.K. trying to climb his way back from the abyss of showing women a schmeckle when they did not want to see the schmeckle.
Yeah,
he was in a position of power.
Yeah.
So he disappeared, and he's been doing spots at the Cellar and at Joe's Home Club. Joe's Home Club in Long Island.
You can't blame Joe for this.
I'm not blaming Joe for this.
At all.
Joe had nothing to do with it.
I know. I'm kidding.
So unfortunately, it's always unfortunate whether you like the material or not. His material got leaked out. That's why they say no fucking recording. People don't listen.
Right, no. Which is kind of unfair.
Yes, we'll get into it. It's certainly unfair. But I'm not really worried about fairness to him, per se. But it is unfair, because we don't know what stage are. But we'll get into it. So this is the highlights that has sent everybody a buzz. Some of his new targets, some of his new tacks. Louis C.K., this was part of a 49-minute set. And the other night I actually watched the set. I actually listened to the set, I should say, which is probably the most I've ever listened to Louis C.K., to be honest with you.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, I saw one of his other specials years ago, but whatever. So I will play that, and then we can discuss the comedian who, up until he was showing his penis around, had many fans and was considered brilliant. A brilliant comedian. Did you ever consider him brilliant?
Yeah.
You consider him brilliant?
I did.
Okay. All right. So then you guys, as fans, can tell me what you think about some of this.
I'm a little disappointed in the younger generation, honestly, because I'm 51 years old, and when I was like 18 to my 20s, I mean, we were idiots. We were getting high, doing fucking mushrooms and shit, and then older people were like, you gotta get your shit together, and we were like, yeah, fuck you! And I was kind of excited to be in my 50s and see people in their 20s and be like, they're crazy! These kids are nuts, but they're not. They're fucking They're just boring. Fucking telling them, you shouldn't say that. What are you, an old lady? What the fuck are you doing? It's not appropriate. Fuck you, you're a child. Why are you finger fucking each other and doing jello shots? Like, why aren't you? You should address me. They're like royalty. They tell you what to call them.
Fuck them.
You should address me as they them. Because I identify as gender neutral. Okay. You should address me as there. Because I identify as a location. And the location is your mother's cunt. It doesn't have to be that nasty. But it can be.
Shit.
I don't know, they testify in front of Congress, these kids? What the fuck? What are you doing? You're young. You should be crazy. You should be unhinged. Not in a suit saying, I'm here to tell. Fuck you. You're not interesting. Because you went to a high school where kids got shot? Why does that mean I have to listen to you? How does that make you interesting? You didn't get shot. You pushed some fat kid in the way. Now I gotta listen to you talking?
All right. Now, also, as I said, I watched the set. Listen to the set. He also, groundbreaking take on Asians. Small penises, Joe. Asians have small penises. That was featured in the set. He actually called all Asians women. That was featured. Also, black guys have big dicks. That was featured in the set. And he was talking about retarded people in the set. All right, let's go piece by piece. Listen, here's mine. I just thought the material was fucking hacky as shit. I really did, man. I felt like, you know, with the use of cunt and finger banging and what he's talking, I felt like I was watching an open mic shock comic from 10 years ago. So I just want to get your guys' take, because you guys think he was brilliant. I never had much of an opinion of him. Like, I knew he floated a lot of people's boats. I was just like, okay, he's fine. Whatever, he's got famous friends, that helps. You know, when Seinfeld and Chris Rock and, you know, Colin Quinn are kind of pushing you along.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, certainly helps, but people loved him. What do you think of the material, kids?
Ugh, so lame.
Is it not on the level of what made you a fan of his? Is the writing not as good?
Writing's not as good.
Is that what it, okay.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm not a big fan of the C word, but the thing is, it didn't even bother me that he said that. It was just like such a lame payoff for what he was talking about. I'm like, really? That's what you ended up with?
That's what, it felt lazy.
Lazy.
It's like, it really, like this guy's held up his breath. I'm not even getting into who he talked about.
Right.
Yet.
No. This I'm just, talking just, about the writing.
Just the payoff. Was yeah. It? Like I actually kind of liked the pronoun thing. I'm them. I'm like, okay. I identify as a place.
I thought that was clever line.
I'm like, all right, that's interesting. But and the place is your mother's cotton. Like, okay, now we're now
it's
we're
like what are in eighth grade.
Now we're shock comic from 10 years ago. The type of shit that Joe and I would go into the city and fucking want to shoot ourselves. Yeah. When we saw this,
yeah.
We're trying to get 7 minutes on stage. Going, is this what's working in the city now?
Yeah.
So what do you think?
What I think is this. Number one, he was going somewhere. He's taking a take on a situation where, you're looking at these kids and you take a look at these kids, where they're coming from. The set is not a special. The material was not done. The set
well, we don't
is
know
not,
that. We don't know.
I do know that. I was speaking to James, the owner of Governor's, who was there. I was actually there that night.
Really?
They were having a party from one of our buddies in the cabaret room. And I got there like, so I was doing a Santa Claus gig. You could not get near the place.
Oh, yeah, the guy's a draw. He's going to have
all right.
a boring
okay,
career.
It also sounds like people were having an absolutely awful time in there on the tag. I heard people laughing, applause breaks.
Sure.
He's working on the new material.
Yeah.
That material should not have been taped or let out.
Right.
No.
He's refining it. It's not finished yet. They went through lengths. I was speaking to James, the owner. I was speaking to Ozzy, one of the bouncers, and the other. I forgot the other guy there. They were policing that room to make sure that the material did not get out. It's not done.
Yeah,
he's
not
being
fair.
Judged. He's being judged
right,
on material.
Fair. That's not fair.
He's being judged on material that's not done.
But,
you
but
go
we are, we are well, every time we bring it to the stage, like I'm always working on new stuff in the city. I'll be in the city on Thursday night, and I'm going to be doing new stuff.
So and what are you going to be doing? What are the topics?
I'll explain.
All right, very good.
So the audience will be judging me. So I am always being judged, and this audience was judging Louis, and they were enjoying it. Long Island's a very right wing place as opposed to Manhattan. Like I have a feeling the response might be a little different if you.
Well, it depends. That's actually incorrect in the fact where it's weird on Long Island, the makeup. Basically at Governor's, it's a little right wing. You have a more blue collar crowd.
Mm-hmm.
If you go literally 5 miles west to the brokerage. Mm-hmm. The brokerage is a lot more liberal than it is at Governor's.
Huh.
If you go out to McGuire's, it's a lot like, it's more blue collar out there and it's more right wing. But, there's material 5 miles away just of the makeup because Levittown is a more blue collar town than Belmore.
So this was a blue collar audience.
Yeah.
This was a right wing audience.
Now, also to preface this, this show was unannounced. Basically, the club put out an email saying Louis is going to be doing some shows Sunday night at the club. He doesn't want it on social media, but please mention it by word of mouth.
Yeah.
Word of mouth was 3 sold out shows on a Sunday.
Nobody's denying that he's going to draw.
But the preface was that he was working on new material.
Did they put that in there?
Yeah, they mentioned it.
Louis, right, see, it's I, feel, Lou, yeah. I was wondering because like people were ripping it apart. I'm like, well, if this is the finished product, it sucks.
It's far from finished. He's still working on it. Now, as a matter of fact, I hope Louis gets his day. And he goes, well, maybe in a way, if you don't like Louis, he might have. Because that whole set now pretty much has to be scrapped. And now he's got to start again.
I don't think most people have listened to the whole thing, going by to the YouTube place where it was. I mean, it was a couple thousand people watched the whole thing. I don't think. That's why I said when people were like attacking, I go, let me see where this material is in 6 months from now.
Yeah.
Let me see. Because if this is the finished product, I would go, well, this sucks.
It's far from it.
Let him evolve.
And it's really weird when you're working on material. Jim Florentine is a hysterical comedian, really good comedian. And I would do spots at a club, I think in a city or maybe, where Jim would come in, and I really never saw his regular act. Jim was coming in and working out material. And you watch Jim, you're like, eh, he's okay. And I always said to myself, I go, I'd really like to see him on a regulation show. And he comes and, you know, rips the place to shreds.
Well, this was a regulation show. People were paying, and he did do a full set. But, this isn't like a showcase set in the city.
Well, it was a show that was described as him working out new material.
So that was advertising.
Yeah,
right?
You know, working out new material.
That's
this
fair.
Material is not perfected.
So he got shit over the Parkland stuff. People are like, he shouldn't talk about that. I don't have an issue. I don't have an issue with him broaching. I just thought his take, and again, it's now that we know for sure it's not finished. I thought it was lazy. I thought it was, first of all, the problem with kids today, which, you know, so many comics have. Which I, you know, Joe's got a little bit of it in his act, but a lot of comics have a lot of that. It's very out there. I thought he said something interesting, but he didn't take it to the conclusion. That's why I want to revisit this in 6 months. He goes, "Why do we have to listen to you?" Which is he's asking a very, very interesting question. If you think about it.
Yeah.
Why do we have to listen to these kids? And if you think about it, we are now in a place in society where now, because we're not listening to anybody, we're reduced to listening. Like, he really could have gone, well, this is why, because the society we failed here, the politicians failed here, the NRA here. There was all sorts of places he could take it.
Right.
He could take it, and he didn't do it.
Yeah.
Like, the payoff was because you pushed of that little segment, because you pushed a fat kid in front of him, which is interesting. It's like, okay, he's going for the shock.
Yeah.
Right. I'm with you, Louis. Where's the payoff?
Now, just so you understand something about him, he refines his material every show. He may, you know, I wish he would have went. He will. I worked with him one night at Governor's, okay? And this is before everything went down with the whole beaten off thing. But
beat off, Joe?
Beat off. That's
PBO.
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 PBO off here. All right. Now, the couch at Governor's is...
was sticky. Joe, we can't come in. We need two female comics. Joe, wait outside.
Please, yes. But that couch was lined with nothing but legal pads. All lined out.
You need them.
Yeah, funny. You want a hat and cane? We could sing ourselves off on this segment. But anyway,
sure, I'm game for it.
But he's always writing. He's always refining. He is the edgy guy that goes out there in a shock value.
Yeah.
He always was. It's not like, well, this wasn't Seinfeld.
No.
We're like, what the fuck happened here?
See, I took it as, because remember, like a year ago, before this all happened, he was calling Trump a racist, an asshole. Like, he was going after Trump. So here's how I took it. A possible way I took it. He kind of figures he lost the left. For some reason, he was a darling of the left.
Mm-hmm.
The left always liked, even though he talked about completely inappropriate things, the left. Once this whole escapade with the beating off came out,
yeah,
I'm thinking maybe he made a calculation. I'm not going to get the left in again. And there is an opening for a prominent right-wing comedian. There's not really a lot of famous right-wing. I mean, you got Dennis Miller, but Dennis Miller sucks. Mm. Is he even really a comic anymore? There's not really a lot of famous right-wing comics doing this material. What do right-wingers like? They like to attack... hold on, let me finish.
Yeah.
They like to attack everything that the left holds dear.
Right.
So a lot of this set, I took it as attacking the things that the left holds dear. Is go, you know what? This is going to be my audience. I'm going to have three fucking sold-out shows. This is the new me. This is what we're going to do. He's going to have a nice tour. I felt like it was a decision going, all right, I can't be the left wing's darling anymore, but I got to make a career, and there's an opening here, so let me deliver to what these people want. And that's why he was in that club, and he had three, and it was a very supportive place. I don't know if that shit works at the Cellar.
I don't know, but that's an interesting take.
I don't know how, you know, the set would work at the Cellar. But what I would know is this is a comic. If you do material that you have and you have to deliver material like that, which is a little bit edgy or a little bit opinionated, you know, have to go out there and you have to have a conviction to the. You just can't go, well, I'm going to be this today, and you can't, because you'll never sell it.
If you're famous, it's
you
a
have
different.
No, it's not, because the audience will give you five and any established.
He delivered it consistent with Louis C.K.'s delivery. Like, the delivery was very polished.
Yeah.
It's, you know, classic Louis C.K.
Yeah.
So he's got that down.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know what this guy believes.
Timing is not going to go
but
away.
The thing about it is they'll give you 5 minutes, and you're working on new material, all right? And that material.
Yeah, but you heard the applause. You were there. They went nuts when they announced him. Because I heard the set. They went nuts when he was announced, and they're all there for him. It's very, very supportive. which is fine. I'm just saying, I think he made a calculation going, well, I can't have the left. There's an opening here. This is going to be right in my wheelhouse. This is the new Louis, because these people are never going to forgive me, and there's nobody that can compete with me on the right. I'm just going to go after the shit I used to defend. I'm going to go and attack it now, which is what the right like. And it's a smart business move.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know the guy. I couldn't tell you what he actually believes in or not. I never understood why he was a left-wing darling. To be honest, I didn't really give a shit about Louis, but he was.
See, my only critique about Louis is he really should, it's calling the moment. You know, calling the moment is like the most obvious thing, and you make laugh. He should be talking about what happened.
Well, that's why why some people are so upset.
You know, and if he made fun, I mean, like, Pryor went out after he had freebased and he set himself on fire. Yeah, he comes out and he talks about the whole thing.
Yeah, but
he wasn't
a sexual predator.
But the thing about it is comics are fuck-ups. Comics fuck up.
And Louis was a fuck-up.
Yeah.
Louis was the fuck-up.
Artie Lang fucks up. Louis C.K. Ooh. Fucked up. You know, and you come out and you address how you fucked up.
You have to.
And, like I said, the material, I like the material. It's edgy. You know, he's getting the laughs and stuff like that.
I think that shit.
To talk about Parkland and to give your slant on your feeling on Parkland is taking a
shit. But he didn't really give it. It was basically
because
ranting.
The material is still being worked on.
So then let's not say it's edgy.
It is edgy because if you make the decision to go out there and address it, you're taking an edgy stance on something while you're trying to work it out and going, is this going to work or not?
I think Edge is taking a chance. He's playing in a place where he sold out on word of mouth. On a day's notice in a right-wing club attacking kids, which is going to play to that crowd. Not that those people want to attack kids. So I'm not – but if you want to say he's taking a chance being edgy, do that shit in the cellar. That's what I'm saying. Then you're – which is very liberal. You know, when you're in the village and all, it's going to be very liberal. That's what I'm going to go, all right, well, this guy's fucking taking a chance. I don't think what he did on this night is taking a chance, to be honest with you. Yeah. You know,
I think he is because basically he's putting together a new set. You're not going to go down to the cellar and do your old standard stuff. You're going to go and work on a material.
No, he should be doing it at the cellar. That's what I'm saying.
Is he doing it? Do we know he's doing it at the cellar?
I don't know what he's doing. But what I'm saying is that I can. If he did this shit in the cellar, go, all right, he's taking chances now.
Yeah, but you know what the thing is that when you reach a level like he had reached, he's going to be expecting he's going to be playing big rooms, people that want to see what he's going to talk about. So it's like you really do lose an opportunity to speak to people who are going to be like upset perhaps by what you're talking about. He's going now reach, you know, he switched over to the right.
Which is what I'm saying, he made a calculated decision.
Right.
I think the days of Louis being edgy are over. Louis's going to be very calculated. He's going to be very calculated attacking the things on the left to people that still support him on the right wing. That's not fucking edgy.
I think this is edgy. You tackle Parkland? That's pretty edgy.
He didn't tackle Parkland. He said today's kids aren't interesting, which I don't know why you have to be interesting to be an advocate anyway. That makes no sense. But fine. But he didn't tackle Parkland. He mentioned Parkland. Why are we having these kids?
Even put it in the set is something
controversial.
The day after it happened, I was talking about that shit and about gun control and guns and everything and how we got a problem.
But you're taking the more liberal stance on that. Now, it goes sort of that, but you weren't.
No, I talk about how men have a fucking problem with
guns.
But
the thing about it was you were talking about men in general. You weren't generally addressing
the
kids
at Parkland.
But you didn't address the school in general or the kids at the school. He was talking about them.
I don't really think that. It's punching down. He's picking on fucking kids. He's a big famous guy. He's picking on kids that were asked to.
Because if you've got the conviction where who are these kids? Well, you know the take. You know you're going.
But
you know,
he never told us why he feels that.
Because the set isn't done yet.
What I'm saying is you're giving him too much credit for now.
I'm not giving him credit. I'm giving him leeway.
So am I. But I'm not giving him. But what I'm saying is it's not fucking edgy. What he's got right now, he isn't really taking on Parkland right now. He's doing the generic, the problem with the kids today, and I'm a grumpy old white guy. It's not edgy.
But
it's a formula.
Not going there. I mean, this was like a lightning rod. Not going there. You know.
Well, it was. It upset the liberals, which I think is what its intention was. Because the liberals, you hear Parkland and they get triggered.
Right, but I mean, that in and of itself, wouldn't you consider that edgy?
Not when you're playing there. Not when you're playing there, word of mouth, you sell out three shows for people that are going to support you. Mm. Take that shit. You know, it's hard when you're famous because you can't really surprise people. They're your fans. That's
but you want to know something. You and you know this. There's material that you'll work out and have write it at home and go, this is a can't miss. And you go to the club and you've got to run out the fucking back door.
Yeah, but I don't have three sold out shows who came just to see me. That's what I'm saying. These are the people that love him the most. An award, and it's a testament to how successful he's been. But isn't it
interesting that now if we're saying that he is changing tunes, these were not the lefts that were coming to see him out there.
But I think he's smart enough to know the left isn't going to see him.
Right.
I think if this had leaked and he would done the same type of stuff, and attacked the right.
Yeah.
Like he probably might have gotten some of the left back, but it would be much more of a process. Mm-hmm. We're going this route. He's got it fucking made. There's a ton of liberal comics.
Yeah.
There's not a ton of conservative comics taken on the left that are famous that people know about. I think he's smart. You don't make that much money by being stupid, although I've said that about Trump, so I take that back. I happen to think Louis is smart and is savvy about comedy the way I would say Donald Trump is smart and savvy about marketing and selling himself.
Mm-hmm.
What their overall intelligence is, I don't know. I don't know them.
Right.
But I think Louis made a calculated thing, which is fine. But listen, I don't know. And Pip found an article where a comedy club in Denver is not going to hire him anymore. And that's fine. Plenty of places are going to hire Louis. Louis's going to have a career. I don't think he's going to be on TV. I think those days are over. But Louis's going to be, you know, playing A rooms, sold out, special event. He's going to be fine. And Louis's going to be playing in front of audiences that predominantly adore him, and he's going to deal with people.
But the thing about it is with people going in there and taping,
that's wrong.
To go out and to work on new material.
Yeah. Well, he didn't know they were taping, John.
But
it was advertised as working as new material. When I hit the stage at Broadway, no, they're expecting I'm giving them their A material. They don't know my agenda is I'm going to give you 10 minutes or however much I'm doing of brand new shit that I'm working on. Their expectations, so they're not giving me the leeway. These people, you said it was advertised as new material, so now it's his fans. They know he's coming back, and they're like, well, this shit isn't finished yet. He's got a lot of things working for him.
Yeah, but still, even though funny is funny, if there's a bit that's not working, it's not going to work, and I don't care who's in front of it.
I don't think a lot of it was funny. That's what I'm saying. Like, I gave him credit where, like, I thought his take on the pronoun thing. I thought that was interesting where he goes, I identify as a place.
Yeah.
But then he devolved into your mother's cunt, which is shit we would see at open mics. You know, shock. I mean, come on. That's not funny. He got a laugh because it's shocking. And that's what I'm saying. It was very formulaic. Now you're saying he's working on it? Listen, man, I want to see 6 months,
a
year.
I'd like to see what he comes up with.
But this right now, very formulaic, very predictable. At least that's the way I see it. I'm not impressed. I was never a fan or not a fan. I really didn't care about Louis one way or the other. I think maybe I saw an episode of one of his shows once on a flight, and I saw one of his comedy specials.
Yeah.
But, you know, so it's interesting. So you're a fan, you like it. You're a fan, you don't like it. It's interesting.
Yeah.
Also, just to preface it, I do, like I said, it's a freedom of speech, freedom to work your material. And one of the good things in the Post article is that James, the owner, said, I like him. I'll have him back. I don't have a problem with it. I shook his hand. I was working on Friday, because
he didn't stand up. If Louis C.K. didn't, if nobody showed up for that show and there was eight people there, Louis wouldn't be back. You know this business as well as I do. Put asses in seats. Of course, James is going to have him. That's what makes the woman in Denver so real, so unique, because she isn't having him. Because Louis will still put asses in seats. He's going to play clubs. Do I think he's going to sell out big theaters? No. I think those days are over. Maybe in Long Island. Maybe he could do in certain pockets of the country.
I think he can work himself back up to that.
I don't know.
My thing is this, and I'm going to say it again. His mistake is he's not addressing the elephant in the room.
Agreed. That's a big fucking mistake, Joe. That's everything. The left would have him back if he would just apologize and talk about it. And it was right up his alley because he was always depraved. All of his material was all about his depravity.
And that's the one thing I don't understand. Like I said, I'm not going to sprinkle powder all over his ass about the whole thing.
Right.
And we had a discussion about this about a couple of months ago. And what do you think, Joe? And like I said, the same thing is I don't understand why he's not addressing this.
Because he doesn't think he did anything wrong. I mean, you heard it. It's like, what more can they take away from me? My birthday? He doesn't think he did anything wrong.
So expand on that. So expand on that.
Yeah.
So expand on that. Like I said, if you're working out material, like I said, I'm not gonna sit there and go, well, he did another. He should be working on that.
Instead, we got a hot take on Asians have small dicks. I mean, come on. Really?
Really?
I mean, how many comics do that awful shit? Let me guess. And black people can dance and white people can't dance. I mean, really, that's where we are with this shit. That's what I'm saying. I wasn't impressed with it. That Asians have small dicks, and it's not about you can't make fun of Asians. That's not my take. But the material Asians have small dicks, you're working on shit. That should never be in the set. You know, 20 plus years in, he should be writing better. He shouldn't have to fill with that. That should not be in a Louis C. set. It's not in my fucking set, and I'm nobody. But I wouldn't write that, because at this point, go, ugh, really? Is that what – I mean, if we saw that – if Joe saw a nobody headliner doing that, if Joe was featuring and Joe saw a nobody headliner talking about, hey, Asians do small dick, Joe would be fucking fuming on the inside. He wouldn't say anything because he's a gentleman in some places. he wouldn't say anything. But on the inside, he's like, he'd be thinking, this motherfucker's headlining and I'm here writing about what I go through and I'm writing new material and he's got Asians have small dick. You'd be fucking pissed off on the inside because you know it's bullshit material.
Right.
You're great.
I would from an open micer. But if you,
no, I'm talking about if you were featuring in the guy's headline, and he's got that Asians have small dicks in their set.
But if it was just a small, quick portion of it, and the rest of it was trying to going places where some people would fear to go,
there wasn't a lot. He didn't get,
and it was working out stuff. Yeah, you know,
listen, I mean, the Parkland stuff was the lightning rod. I mean, I'm trying to think back on the set. What else is edgy? Making fun of retarded people? I mean, that's not edgy. That's punching down. I'm not impressed by that. Mm. There wasn't a lot, you know, to take Joe's advice, talking about the shit he went through. All right, now we're edgy. Now we're making some people uncomfortable.
That would be very interesting.
Exactly. But he's not doing that. That's what I'm saying. I think this is a calculated risk. All right, I couldn't do this shit before to the left. They would have turned on me. Well, they've already turned on me. So here's all the shit I can do to the right. Now, what's he going to do? Andy Kaufman, a big ha-ha? I was fooling it? No, I don't think so. I think this guy's making a calculated decision. I want to make money again. I love comedy. I want a tour. And this is how I can do it.
Yeah, and like I said, to preface that, it's like you've got these people that, oh, he masturbated in front of women. He did, blah, blah. If you address it and tackle it head on, you know, and he's good enough to have a take on that, and then, you know, why would I do that? Well, yeah, I'm crazy, blah, blah, blah. I'm surprised, you know, and you're addressing it.
Because that's being brave, Joe. That's why I'm not giving – I don't see the bravery in the Parkland set, what he did. I don't see it. It makes me chuckle a little bit. Not even chuckle. It makes me smile. But you to push a fat kid in front of you. Okay, but there's so much more to do from there. He did all the lazy shit.
But you want
to
know something? He's working it out. You're getting the material.
And it's all lazy now.
But you want to know something? You go to the club. You go to the club and you have an idea that you want to get out. And you go there and I call it getting it off paper. And you have an idea and you get it off. I'll give you an example. There's a Tractor Supply Store. You know the place down there. They have one by me, so I go there.
Did not see that coming.
I go into the Tractor Supply Store, and I wound up buying a 3,000 gallon trough to bring. I go. I live in a condo, and I go. And the condo manager is going, well, what's going on here? I go. Well, we've got to slop the hogs. I can't get rid of this thing. You know. Yeah. Right. Exactly. But I wanted to get that out. Just to get it off paper.
I give you more credit than that because you're not getting out. Hey, you know Asians have small dicks. There's a fucking difference, Joe. You're talking about something unique that maybe nobody's ever done before. Whether the merits of it being a good joke or not a good joke,
but
it's a unique. It's something fairly.
You know what though? If I'm doing a 49 minute set and I'm putting it in there, you put it in there. You take a take on it. Is it working or not working?
How many minutes do you have to do for you to do, you know Asians have small dicks? How many minutes of material, at what point in the minute mark does Joe Curry go, all right, I guess we're doing the Asians have small dicks?
Well, what was the lead into it? What was the lead into it?
As I recall, there really wasn't. The follow-up was black people have big dicks. And there was a little bit more on that, and they just go on and on, whatever.
Well, I'd have to listen to that.
But what I'm asking you is, at what point in your set, how many minutes, 30, 45, an hour and a half 120 minutes. At what point in the Joe Curry bottom of the barrel comedy set do we get to? You know, Asians have small dicks.
I got to hear that and see where the context was.
That was the context. That was the fucking bit, Joe. You can go back and listen. It was
That's what I'll have to do.
You know, they're not even men. They're women. They put one larger clit inside the other one. That was the fucking bit.
Oh boy.
What minute? Because I got to think probably for me.
So the Asians have no dicks.
Small dicks.
And they're all women.
And they were all women. Yes.
And what was the rest of the joke?
Well, that was it. First of all, Asians have small dicks, but you know what? They're all women. They just rub up against each other. They both have clits. One goes inside the other. That was pretty much it. There was no big take on this. There was no other thing, no deeper meaning. So I'm asking you, are we 120 minutes in till Joe Curry goes, all right, we're running out of shit here. We got to do the Asian. What point? I don't think so.
But you know what? Yeah, if I was doing a long set like that and I'm working out stuff and I had an idea to premise that, I would do that joke. And then I would go back and listen back. Do I want in the set? Do I don't? Because I'm working out material.
So you're still, how long have you been doing this?
22 years.
So 22 years. You think there's still a part of you that could take a unique take, or even a not unique take, on Asians having small dicks?
If I'm working something out to take
no,
it
that's
to
the
some
premise.
Point.
That's the premise.
That's the premise, yeah. If I'm working out a point that's not really
nuanced?
To the contrary of that. You know, I'm trying to take it in
the
a different slant.
The contrary was black
no
people have
intended.
Big dicks.
But anyway. See, that's where I go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, I can get,
I do,
I
do.
Throwaway
hear
line.
Me out. Hear me. Well, that's the thing. I do a joke in my set, and it's still.
About time.
Still being.
See, that's a genuine laugh.
Yeah. It's still being worked out, but I do a joke in my act where I went to buy a small painting from my kitchen in Walmart in middle, yeah. and the whole thing is that there was no price tag on it, and the woman's like, well, there's no price tag and blah blah blah, and I go, it's the last one. I go, it's always going to be the last one, you know. And then she comes back, and I go, I said to myself, I'll give her $10. I go, I'll give you $10. Well, I really don't know. I go, lady, this isn't the Louvre. I go, it's a fucking Walmart in Middle Island, you know. And I preface that with going, I think Walmart jokes are hacky, and I really don't want to do them.
It's not really a Walmart joke.
I go, but here's the deal. It's so you could go, oh, well, he's doing a Walmart joke. Yeah, and sometimes I feel weird about it. But
Walmart's not the joke. You're not talking about the greeters or the people. That's a Walmart joke.
But if he's still working, if he's still working something out, maybe pursuant to what he's talking about, the Asian
people. The whole
people
bit was Asian men having small dicks, Joe. Stop making up for it. That was the bit. You got
to
trust.
I have
this.
To. Well, I know. I need to hear the bit. I need to hear the bit.
Then you can revel in the brilliance of Asians having small dicks. You can enjoy that.
In court, make a decision on that in court. They call it hearsay, so I would like to hear it myself.
You were fucking there.
I was not there. I was outside there. You couldn't get in the fucking place. I got there.
Don't they know who you used to be?
Yeah. Well, the thing about it is I got there, and there's like two lines around the club, and it's pouring rain.
Oh, God.
So I'm trying to get up to the door, and the doormen are in the inside. They're not by the door, so I couldn't get up to Ozzy and go, Oz, I'm just trying to get into Gage's party. You know? I can't walk up to – I went around the back to the back door, and it was – I'm like, I ain't getting in that way. And I can't go up to, people online. Hey, can I cut in? I know you've been – I'm here to go to Gage's party. Well, by the third blow to the head, maybe I could come up with a thing.
Fine. You go, listen, you just say I'm a comic. That's all. That's all. We do it all the time.
Yeah,
every time I arrive to clubs, there's a fucking line. I make my way to the front, my little suitcase, go, excuse me.
But you want to know something? It's not a night that I'm working. If I'm working that night, I'm like, get the fuck out of my way. I'm a comic. You know, but the thing. Yeah, and the funny thing about it was I got home, and Governor's is 40 minutes from my house now.
Right.
So I drive from Jersey back home. I'm changing out of my Santa style. I'm laying in bed, and I'm like, I'm beat. And it's raining, and I'm like, I don't want to go. I go, Gage is with one of my longtime friends in college. I got to go. You know, I want to go to this party. And I drive there, and there was no way. And I went home.
But I was talking to James. I was talking to James. I had a lengthy conversation with James, the owner, and a couple of the bouncers there about that night and stuff like that.
Good for James making money, but he's no fucking hero. The guy's putting asses in seats. And fine. And that's what comedy is. That's what people should not – people should not look for anybody in comedy or the business of comedy to do the right thing. That they're very naive to think – the woman who from the comedy works in Denver – shocking that a, and she wasn't even sure because she was bouncing well, puts asses in seats, but she actually talked to some of the victims. That's very, very rare.
Very.
I mean, listen, some comics are some of the most fucking deplorable, rapists, fucking the drug users. But if you put asses in seats, it's all fucking fine.
Suddenly, I feel like oh, look at the time. I gotta go.
Right. I forgot to pull the comics in the news thing, but you got the gist. It was a comic in the news.
It was a comic in the news.
All right, let's do
this. Is comics in the news?
Some new laws for this year. In the wake of the shooting massacre at Parkland, Florida High School last year, California passed several measures to prevent domestic abusers and people with mental illness from obtaining guns. Hey, we used to have that shit. That used to be a federal thing.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of like that. Yeah. Even Joe liked that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we don't have that no more. Californians who are involuntarily committed to a mental institution twice in a year, not really much of a fucking bar, or who are convicted of certain domestic violence offenses, could face a lifetime gun ownership ban. It should be a fucking national law.
Yeah.
We all agree on that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Under an expanded Oregon law that went into effect on January 1st, domestic abuse offenders or people under restraining orders are banned from owning or purchasing a gun. That works. I mean, you got to really go into the restraining order thing. There's got to be some more in that. Because
yeah.
sometimes you get a restraining order and there's bullshit. There needs to be some court work done on that. Because you might get a restraining order and some bullshit.
Yeah.
But if it's real.
You know, couples breaking up can be incredibly vindictive.
Right. Right. So, I mean, you got to do a little bit more legwork.
Yeah.
But if it's real, that's fine. Listen, if you're doing shit that's so bad that somebody's fearing for their safety, you don't need a gun.
They're feeling for their life.
You know, as my pro-gun friends like to say, they have cars. You know, you don't ban cars, so they can run the bitch over.
Yeah.
They don't need a gun. They're going to do what they need to do anyway. They'll be fine. In Illinois, authorities now have the right to seize firearms from people determined to be a danger to themselves or others. A similar red flag law will go into effect in New Jersey later this year. Again, I need to know a little bit more.
Well, I mean, no, that's pretty much like, you know, they have the 5150 law where they can put somebody into, you know, care for them, you know, to save themselves from themselves or any other people. I think taking the weapon out of the crazy person's hand is a good idea.
Yeah, I think so. At least six states, California, Washington, Florida, Hawaii, Illinois, Vermont, and the District of Columbia, are raising the minimum age from 18 to 21 for the purchase of long guns this year. You know,
I don't agree with that. But the reason is that from 18 to 21, I mean, a lot of these kids hunt. You're talking a rural area. These kids hunt.
Yeah, I need to. You know what I'm saying?
I can't go deer. I'm 18 years old.
I can't go deer hunting.
I can go.
You can't purchase it. You can go, but you can't purchase it.
But you need a permit to be able to use it. And if you can't purchase it,
I don't know the definition of a long gun. But
long gun, I'm thinking, would be a hunting rifle.
You know
who doesn't have long guns? Asians. Just working on it, Joe. Come back in 6 months when the turret will be fully polished.
Yeah, see if that works in the cellar.
Yeah. It'll work.
It works in this cellar.
There you go. Washington State will also be enforcing several other gun control measures, including enhanced background checks. Yes, please.
Yes.
Secure gun storage laws. Yes, please. Yes. And a requirement for gun purchasers to provide proof they've undergone firearm safety training. And that varies in all different states. But yes, please.
But yeah.
Makes common sense. Common sense gun reform, Joe.
Most gun owners, legitimate gun owners are like, yes, safety should be paramount.
Yeah, responsible ones. Yeah.
Firearm safety training, the firearm safety training is very important for the reason that when I would go hunting upstate on my brother's farm or I'd go...
Was it wabbit season or duck season?
Or when I would go hunting on Anthony Cumia's father's ranch and stuff like that, gun safety was a very, you know... Safety.
I'm glad Dad taught it. I don't know if every lesson sunk in from my experiences, but I'm glad Dad taught it. That's good.
Yes.
It should be. But, you know, even, you know, Russ, when Russ is here, he talks about gun
Absolutely.
Safety. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's got to be. It's got to be.
Have it on point.
Vigorously.
New Me Too laws. Several states are taking aim at workplace sexual harassment. California has banned non-disclosure provisions in settlements involving claims of sexual assault, harassment, or discrimination based on sex. Okay. California employers will also no longer be allowed to compel workers to sign non-disparagement agreements as a condition of employment or in exchange for raise or bonus. I like that.
Yeah, I do too.
By the end of 2019, publicly held corporations in the Golden State will also need to have at least one woman on their board of directors, depending on the size of the board. Corporations will need to increase that number to at least two.
I don't.
Let me finish it, and then you can attack it. The number to at least two or three female board members by the end of 2021. Joe?
I don't agree with that, because you're mandating that people are going to be on the board not by their competency or the credentials, by just that mandating. You're not getting the best people. You should be, and you know what? If the women are going to do that, they're going to be on there, and they're going to feel like they're a charity case. When it becomes to that, I there's a lot of women in business. I've worked for three women in business. I deal with a regional manager now that's a woman, who's a astute businesswoman, who's tough as nails, who got to her job because she was good. As a matter of fact, she got her job. She was semi-retired. The vice president, the president of sales, was her mentor, you know, and he needed somebody, and she came in. Mm-hmm. You know, she's still learning the ropes of the plumbing business, but she, you know, she's, I have respect for her, and she's an astute businesswoman. She didn't come in there because her ass was powdered, and the law said that she had to be there, you know, and I disagree with that.
I mean, the problem is there is a boys' club. I got a little bit of an issue with it, too. But, I mean, at some point, I mean, if there, see, I don't know the stats. Like, I don't know how many people are competing for these jobs and how many qualified women are getting overlooked. So right. I really can't comment. I understand Joe's concern about it, and I understand the need. But I don't know enough about it to think that it's necessary.
I mean, obviously, there is a boys' club, you know, and the glass ceiling, whatever.
Anderson Cooper will be there.
Any of the euphemisms that you want to use. But the thing is that I don't know if this is the best way to go about changing that.
Yeah. In New York, all employees will be required to complete annual... Oh, good thing I read that right.
As soon as I saw that word come, I'm like, that go wrong.
To complete annual...
I thought you were going to go for the joke there.
Not my style. To complete annual sexual harassment prevention training, larger businesses and...
I'm sorry, it is my style.
We'll wait.
It's kind of funny that the tag got a bigger laugh than the punch.
I didn't have a fucking joke.
Like recapping his act.
Oh, Joe, I'm just working on it.
Okay.
Working my annual Asian bit.
Okay.
Provides this training to their workers and legislatures, and their staff in Virginia will need to undergo such training everywhere. Yeah, sexual harassment training. I like that idea.
Yeah, I do too.
Because a lot of, we don't know.
Don't try to fuck each other. Get back to work.
Yeah, but a lot of it's not so easy anymore. Not to fuck each other. No, but I mean, like you don't know. Now things are taken all weird and everything.
Yeah.
Well, let's give the people the information. And that protects the business, too. Go, hey, they had the training course.
We told
course.
Them.
Yeah, so it gives the businesses an out, too. That's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
Minimum wages get a boost. Federal minimum wage has languished at $7.25 since 2009. That seems very, very low. I remember it was like five and change.
Oh. At least please, I'm dating myself. I remember it was $3.25.
At least 19 states, including Arizona, California, Colorado, Maine, Massachusetts, New York, and Washington, will be raising their minimum wages this year. Each will boost its minimum wage to at least $12. Some cities like New York, Seattle, and Palo Alto, California, will see their wage floors increase to $15. I get it, because it's such a cost of living.
Oh, my God.
And you could say the rent. Well, you know what? They jack up the prices on everything, too.
Yeah. No, when they get let go because automation took over because they're paying for a job that doesn't warrant the pay, then they'll go to a thing.
Why don't you have that same attitude with the coal miners?
Yeah, but...
Because that's what's replacing the coal miners. I'm serious. That's why they're losing all their jobs. Automation. That's really
then fine. Let technology eliminate it than legislation. Let the business model dictate it and not have it legislated. That's not a bit.
Here's the thing.
It's not a government's business.
We've talked about minimum wage before. Here's the thing. If the companies don't pay for it, we're going to pay for it.
We're going to pay for it anyway because these people are going to get out of a job. People have you have a margin. Your business model has a margin. A certain position has a certain pay grade on that margin. And if you're paying somebody a menial job and you have to pay him out of that pay grade, you're going to find a way to make that process.
Do you like the new it has not been signed into law, by the way. The new deal between Mexico and Canada and the United States. Do you like the new trade deal?
The trade deal with the, what's the basis of the trade deal? And I know they're signing off on it.
Well, they, no, it probably won't get signed because the Democrats have the Congress now. But the new trade deal in that trade deal, the new one, the one that was the best deal ever, got rid of NAFTA, which you know we were getting taken advantage of in that deal. Now I'm not exactly sure of the number, but all people who work in car factories, minimum wage is $15 or $16. It's one or the other. That's part of the deal. So what I'm saying, Joe, is you got to be consistent here. If you don't like the legislation for the states and cities putting a $15 floor in, then you shouldn't like that our governments are doing that either. You got to be consistent on it.
Actually, no, because it's not a perfect world. Okay, it's not. You live in this little bubble.
I did not see that coming.
No, because you live in a little. You live in this little bubble of yours. You don't.
If they lose their jobs because of automation, then they'll be happy, and that's what's happening. These factory workers are losing their jobs to automation. It's the same fucking thing.
Well, then they're they pay them. Then they're going to start. They're going to start to be phased. They're mostly phased out anyway. They're practically
yes,
So let
why
let it
bullshit
dictate.
When you said their jobs are coming back. They're not coming back. That's the reality. It was a bullshit. And that's why Hillary, when we talked about this before, Hillary, in her inarticulate way, was being honest in West Virginia when she said that
but
she doesn't have a
but
people
let
touch.
The business model let the business model dictate it.
Then
don't legislate
like,
it out.
Then you don't like that this was part of the trade deal.
You know what, though? They're trying to cut the trade deal. They legislated it there. But basically, when day-to-day business takes over, you're gonna see some layoffs happen. You know,
right? But then you should be consistent on it because we're talking about the same thing.
But no, we're not. We're consistent. We're talking about a menial. We're talking about a menial job, and basically you're talking
about
who
decides what's menial. I mean, there's a lot of factory workers that do the same thing every
day. All right, you want to know something? The next gig that you hired me to be a middle, I want to be paid headliner money.
Hey, you just won't work.
There you go.
Unless you have an Asian bit.
Just answer the question. Why wouldn't
but what
I
I'm saying is you
why wouldn't I why wouldn't I work?
Because you're a pain in the ass.
No, why couldn't I why what if I'm
Because I don't feel like going after your purse.
No, why can't I get headliner money? Why can't I get headliner money?
Why can't you? You can.
But being a middle, but I want headliner.
Tell it to the club.
A gig that you're booking. You're booking a gig. I'm working your gig, and you're coming in. All right, I want headline of money.
What I'm saying is, Joe. What I'm saying is, if you don't want the states to legislate it, then you shouldn't want the federal government to legislate it. That's what I'm saying. That's my point. I'm not saying whether it's right or wrong to legislate because I don't really know. But what I'm saying is, if you don't want the states and the cities to come up with an arbitrary number for a minimum wage, then you shouldn't want the federal government to do it. That's
right.
All.
Right. But don't, you know.
That's my point.
But they're going to mandate it, and they're going to, you know, they shouldn't on that whole thing. If you're talking about you had something that was dictated by the unions. Okay.
This isn't from the unions. This is part of the trade deal between Canada, Mexico, and the United States. This is part of the trade deal. Nothing to do with the unions. This is what Donald Trump worked on. The best fucking deal ever. This is really one of the things that's different. That, I think we get more credit for milk that we send to Canada. I think the farmers get more for the milk that we send to Canada. They felt like they were getting screwed on that. I think those are the two big fucking things. Otherwise, it's essentially the same thing. But this is one of the things. All I'm saying is be consistent. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying...
Do you feel the skill level is something... Certain skill levels at an auto factory is more than somebody just flipping burgers?
I think it depends on the position. I think some yes and some no. I think it depends on the position. Listen, it's hard to make a good burger. I've had plenty of shitty burgers in my life. If you got a good fucking fry cook, pay that man or woman.
Yeah, I don't have any idea like what kind of jobs they would do, but a lot of factory work is repetitious. You're doing one thing over and
you've
over
seen
again.
I Love Lucy. They had to put the little chocolates in. That's what a lot of factory work is.
It kind of is.
Yeah, it's not disrespectful to them. That's just the job.
It's not like there's one person who's building a car. This one guy whose job is to screw the rivets.
Yeah.
Rivets.
Yeah, that's
and
what
all
is.
He does all day is screw the rivets. And how that is different from flipping over a burger, I don't really know.
I'll tell you what, a burger is much more delicious than a rivet.
Oh my God, I should say. So unless you're a robot.
All I'm saying is, be consistent. That's all I'm saying.
In a perfect world, it's not in your perfect world, yeah, but in the real world, no.
No, but we're talking about consistency and what you should be, not what's happening. We're talking about what should ideally should be. That's a fucking lame excuse. That's like, I really
no,
don't
it's
have
not
an
a lame excuse. It's somebody that's a realist.
Well, you're saying, in your world, it's kind of, he's saying, compare apples and apples, and if the state is allowed to legislate with the minimum wages, how is that different from the feds in this trade agreement legislating the minimum wage? They're both doing the same exact thing.
They're affecting industry.
Yeah. Both.
They're laying down the minimum somebody has to get paid. You're going to have the same outcomes. People are going to get laid off. We've seen that already.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same outcomes. It's the same thing.
But I don't think that there's necessarily...
Trump signed his name to one, and it's the best deal ever. I get it.
But I don't think it's necessarily a bad idea for them to legislate the minimum wage, because otherwise, if people can't live on a minimum wage.
Well, I don't... a second job.
I mean, that's easy to say, but it's not so easy to do.
Yeah,
if you have, you know, I mean, how many hours a day is somebody supposed to work just to be able to...
And then you complain why kids are fucked up and nobody's home raising the kids.
Yeah.
Then who told them to have kids? If you're in a position where you're not making a lot of money, why are you starting a family?
People get laid off. People have a job where they're making a lot of money, and then they get laid off.
And then they have to go and work at whatever.
Well, right. It is what it is.
Such empathy. Glad you have not been in those situations.
I have.
No, you haven't. No, you haven't had three little kids and a wife to feed without a fucking job, Joe. No, you have not.
Okay. Then you know what? You should put money away, and you should save, and you should be accountable to yourself.
How much savings did you have? I seem to remember you having some financial issues. I mean,
yeah.
People have financial issues. You were house poor because you wanted to stay where you were because you live in a ridiculously expensive area, mm-hmm. and you had a lot of land. People could look at you and go, well, he made bad decisions. People make decisions. Not everything's based on finances. You know? I mean, you wouldn't want people...
you got to be shitting me. That is the gayest ringtone I've ever heard. What's the matter? You couldn't get It's Raining Men on there?
I don't think it's really particularly gay. Or
oh, it is.
From the guy who talks to a fucking shark on his phone. Okay, Joe. Whatever. So long, straws and stirs. As public awareness mounts on the hazards of plastic waste pollution, cities and states around the country have been targeting a major source of the problem, is single-use plastic products like straws and food containers. We don't have them in the house anymore.
Yeah.
My daughter's pissed.
Oh. But because you don't...
The wife.
Oh, no, and your daughter's pissed that you don't have them anymore?
She likes straws.
Oh, okay.
She likes plastic straws. She likes to drink her drink from straws. Don't have them anymore.
Yeah, but now people are getting the stainless steel straws.
Yeah, nobody wants to walk around with a... Unless you're doing Coke, nobody wants to walk around with a straw, Pip. All right, it's a little
different
much.
Size.
It's a little much. But
it
I
is.
Get it. You know what? It's a small sacrifice.
Yeah, it is.
I guess.
You're doing
but then
Coke.
You're...
Unless you're doing Coke. I don't mind a straw. I love a straw. It's all right.
But see, then my argument would be, well, now you're cutting down more trees. Yeah, but you can recycle. Yeah, but most people don't.
Yeah.
Most people just don't. So I don't really know how much you're winning here.
No.
But I don't know if this is a win.
I think that people are trying to do something, and it's so much more of a massive problem than that. But they're trying to do something.
Yeah, but I don't know if this is the thing.
No, it's not really the thing.
No. Like if you say, hey, we're going to get, like, I'll give you, no, you know what, I was going to say, well, they're getting rid of the styrofoam containers, too, but then you cut down more trees because people aren't recycling shit. When you're done with a Big Mac, it's going in the garbage.
Yeah. I mean, I think perhaps if they could find a way to, you know, or it should be a bigger industry to find a way for people to be able to divide up the garbage and pull out the stuff that shouldn't go to the landfills and recycle the other stuff. But most places don't do that. Like you hear about, you know, recycling companies that they're getting barge loads of recyclables, but they're not clean. So they will send them back because they're not perfectly clean. And so, you know, there's got to be a way to rework that system. You know, you ever try to clean out a peanut butter jar so you can put it in the recycling? It takes fucking years.
No,
I don't know how much water I wasted trying to clean that thing. You know what I mean?
Like, throw it out. I don't give a shit.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. But people have...
I give a kid with peanut fucking allergies. Go, you figure it out.
Funny.
That's what I'm saying, though. This jar.
Am I edgy, Joe? Am I ready for a Louis C.K. Governor special?
Ready for a tomato.
What?
I like a salad.
Yeah, well, you know what? We're recycling. We're using resources as we get them.
So they're getting rid of the plastic containers and the styrofoam peanuts. A lot of states are doing that.
Yeah.
Felons in Florida can head to the voting booth. Like that. If you've paid your debt to society.
Yeah.
If you paid your debt, why shouldn't you be able to vote?
It kind of makes sense.
Yeah. Let's see. Utah implements strictest DUI law in the country. Utah has lowered its blood alcohol content standard from drunk driving to 0.05%, the lowest limit in the country.
Really?
But if you're in Utah, really, you need to fucking drink. A lot of comics are going to be in trouble.
Well, yeah, I mean, well, but the Mormons don't drink at all, so does that mean the other people get to have a higher level and it all evens out?
I do not think so.
Oh, darn.
Let's see.
I thought that would make sense.
They did not consult you. In a perfect world, Pip.
Yes.
Pets get more rights. In California, pets will no longer be treated by courts as physical property in divorce cases. Instead, judges can decide who gets custody of the family pet. I like that.
I like that, too.
Under a separate California law, pet stores will no longer be allowed to sell cats, dogs, or rabbits that aren't from animal shelters or nonprofit rescue groups. That law, which took effect January 1st, also requires that store owners maintain proper documentation of the background of the dogs, cats, and rabbits they sell. That's good.
Yeah.
Hawaii legalizes physician suicide, assisted suicide. I dig that.
About time.
You see, they pull a little lay on you. They play the ukulele as you fade out to no more land.
No more land.
You see hula dances. That's the last thing you see is hula dances.
Doesn't sound like a bad way to go if you're miserable.
Right, sure,
Fucking listen to Chrissy Teigen do a countdown. Smoking will be banned at all New Jersey public beaches and parks starting in July. Dig that. Dig that.
Yeah, they did that in New York.
You know how annoying it is when you're fucking trying to sit there on the beach and somebody's smoking a cigarette?
I
and then
know.
And then they throw the cigarette in the sand?
No, that's very fucking annoying.
Well, that's
annoying.
What happens. Smokers are not normally known as the cleanest people in the world.
I know. And shame on them.
Have you been on the beach and it's bothered you? That person is smoking and the smoke is making its way over to me.
With my family, I mean, it doesn't bother me, but it bothers them. You know, and people are allergic to it. And it is annoying when your kid's digging in the sand and they're coming up with cigarette butts.
Yeah, they're obnoxious. People are obnoxious.
And then it washes
out
to the sand. I mean, it's no good.
Yeah, no, it's not good.
You know, there should be a designated spot on the boardwalk where they fucking smoke and have a good time. And then you come back on the beach, don't smoke. That's all.
Yeah. Well, they're saying, like, you know, not on the beach and not in the park, with, you know, the boardwalk be the park. Like,
yeah, smoke in your car.
Ugh, I know. It's like nowhere to go.
Oh, maybe you'll stop smoking.
Oh, I have stopped smoking,
good.
But I'm just saying.
You have?
Yeah.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah. But, you know, it's just like they. You know, people are addicted to smoking because they put all those fucking chemicals in them in the first place, and they're punishing the victims, basically, going, you can't smoke anywhere.
Or they're trying to keep them alive?
Yeah, there's that, too. But it's just like, they're not criminals.
And they're trying not to have other people have secondhand chemicals?
I know. It's just obnoxious. You have, like, you know, a hula hoop. Everybody stand in the hula hoop who wants to smoke. That's the only place on earth
it's
you're
funny,
allowed
you don't,
to.
You don't even see people smoking anymore. I don't know how many people
No, they're
smoking.
Fucking vaping now.
Yeah, that's true. No, that's worse.
In New York City, a new ordinance bans pharmacies from selling cigarettes and other tobacco products.
That makes sense.
Yeah, Massachusetts, they raised the minimum age to buy tobacco from 18 to 21. Dig that.
That makes sense.
Non-binary people can list their gender as X in New York City.
Yeah, about fucking time.
Or there.
There.
X.
That's fine.
X. Like the fucking pirate. Rawr, X.
Put down your merc. Or you're Mary, whatever you want to be.
But those type of things don't bother me, so what do I fucking care?
But it's like, you know what? Male or female, just gender is X. You were born a boy or a girl.
Some people weren't. Some people were not, Joe.
Yeah.
They were born with both.
But on birth certificates, beginning of life.
So yeah, somebody flipped the
You know, point. You're trying to dictate what your child is before they even know how they feel about who they are.
Why not? Which makes sense
because
to go with X. Because we don't know how this is
going to... Because it's fucking stupid. You either have a penis or a vagina.
But as that's not true. Sometimes
that's
you
not
don't.
True.
That's not true.
Yeah. Have you heard of hermaphrodites?
Well, and that's a special case. But
and
that's
an X!
There
you go!
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
Glad you got there.
Special cases get the X.
But no, but because it's all the transgender people that are going, and these fucking new age parents.
Care? How does it bother you?
Because it's fucking ridiculous, that's why.
Because you're not in that situation.
We're getting to pander these fucking morons.
They're not morons
they have...
Absolutely.
Transgender people are morons?
They're not, but you're talking about transgender people at a certain point in their life where they decide to be transgender.
People go back because you have to show your birth certificate.
And some people decide that you know they want to transition only to a certain part. They don't want you judging which one. What does it matter if they're a boy or a girl?
The type of thing,
why do you care?
I don't know why anybody would be upset by it. It doesn't affect anybody.
You're not dating them.
Exactly.
What do you care?
It only affects the people who it affects. It's not like smoking, where if you're smoking, it affects me.
Right.
What you put on your birth certificate has no fucking effect on me.
What's under your skirt, I unless I'm dating you, I don't care.
Exactly. I could care less.
Don't care.
I could care less.
Ridiculous.
because you're old and bitter.
No, yeah. it's stupid.
But it's only ridiculous to you because exactly. You're not in that situation.
Listen, you believe in plenty of ridiculous things, like Mexico's paying for a wall. Relax, it'll be fine. New Jersey requires all residents to have health insurance. Yeah, I guess that's important. I mean, I always understood why they had it with the automotive insurance.
Yeah. Because
if you run into someone, that's going to be a fucking problem.
Right.
You know, I don't know. Can you make the same argument?
More government intrusion.
I'm not really sure how I feel about that.
I don't
that.
Know. I mean, because if you don't have health insurance and something does go bad, you are going to be a burden on society.
Yeah.
That's the
true.
Thing.
But
more government intrusion.
I mean, it is, but it's they're saying that, you know, now here's a person who needs a liver and they don't have a pot to piss in and they don't have any insurance. So now the bills are going to be covered by who?
Yeah, I mean, listen,
by what?
Seatbelt laws are government insurance, but, you know, they make a public safety decision. They make it for the good of the public.
Yeah.
I mean, living in a society, we give up certain rights. I mean, I don't really feel strongly one way or the other. I guess I understand it, but I can understand why people wouldn't want it.
Yeah, me too.
So I'm glad I didn't have to make that decision.
Me too.
A health insurance law in New Jersey that came into effect January 1st requires residents to maintain coverage or pay a penalty. It's the second state since Massachusetts. Vermont is paying remote workers to move there in an effort to promote economic growth. Have you ever been to Vermont? Nobody wants to be
I've
there.
Been to Vermont. Yeah. Ugh, they hate New Yorkers. Oh, God, do they hate. I was in
actually. Probably tell them because they're stupid. But, and they don't like that.
Well, no, I actually. Remember that song, Alice's Restaurant?
Yeah.
I was in Alice's Restaurant.
Oh, wow.
I had to go up to Vermont, up by Canada, pick up a load up of stockade fence for a special order.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm up there, and I go in there, and this is back when I had hair. It's the long hair and I have my hat and I'm sitting.
To match your eyebrows.
Funny. So I'm sitting in the restaurant and I just see all these good old boys looking at me and I'm like, I'm getting the fuck out of here. Yeah, I just wolfed out my food and split.
Yeah, my grandparents lived in Vermont for quite a while. It was nice there.
Yeah. Hunters in Illinois can wear pink. Okay, I don't care.
Blaze pink.
Blaze pink, I guess. I don't know. not the usual
means.
Blaze orange. Hunters can wear equally eye-catching blaze. The point is so we can fucking see you.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah. But you know what? Like some safety council decided that like DPW workers, mm-hmm. they wear this like greeny, yellow, screaming, fluorescent color because they found that that was more visible than orange. So
whatever
it's
keeps
like,
people safe.
Yeah.
Yeah,
whatever
care.
Works.
Yeah,
who cares?
Ohio kids will soon be required to learn cursive. Why?
Oh, the only thing about the pink is you got to be careful if you're working on a flamingo farm, you know.
Really, wanted us to go back just for that joke. Interesting.
Who writes cursive anyway? Cursive. When I was in elementary school, you'd have to write cursive. If you could write cursive really well, then you get to write with a pen.
Yeah.
I
yeah.
never got to write with a pen.
Oh wow!
I look like a fucking orangutan got a hold of that.
There's no good reason unless you want them to read it old time letters and shit. There's no real reason to learn cursive anymore.
Well, I mean, we still do write things all the
old
time.
Old people do. People like us do.
Young people type everything?
Yes! With their fucking thumbs! Quicker than we ever could.
Oh, I know.
Yes!
Oh, yeah. You ever see a kid on a... Holy smokes. Flying thumbs.
Same fingers R. Kelly uses. Anyway,
I don't know. I don't know what...
It's a stupid law. There's no reason for it.
I guess not.
But all right. Banned words.
There's
a
we
lot
go.
This year.
Yeah.
A lot of banned words. Go through these, see if they should be banned or not. Wheelhouse, as in an area of expertise. Like, you know, we'll go, all right, well, you know, keyboards is in Joe's wheelhouse.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's used a lot. I don't have an issue with it. I know what you're talking about. It doesn't annoy me.
No, it doesn't bother me either.
I like the word.
I like the point that they said that. Who's ever been in a wheelhouse anyway?
Well, it is kind of a little old-timey.
Yeah, it is, but I don't mind old-timey.
I'll keep it. Yeah. In the books, as in finished or concluded.
I like that, too.
I don't remember people using it
the
that
Mets,
way.
The Mets radio announcer, I believe, so they put it in the books.
Yeah, put it in the books.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it. I don't feel like it's overly abused.
I don't think it's overused in the sense that I haven't heard it used before. That often.
Wrap my head around. Like, you know, I can't, like, grasp it.
I
get it. It's a stupid phrase.
Yeah.
I like it. I don't
I always say
with
wrap
it.
My mind around it.
Wrap my mind around it. Yeah. I don't mind
Not
that.
Wrap my head around it like a crowbar.
Stop giving ideas. Platform. Like Facebook or Instagram or Twitter. I use that. I can understand why it's being annoying.
I use that, too.
I can understand why it's being annoying, though. We have started to use it in ways that are not traditional.
Well, I don't know that that's necessarily a bad thing because, I mean, we had to come up with new words for tech and social media. It didn't exist before, so we've come up with new vocabulary.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
Well, actually, we didn't come up with new vocabulary. We repurposed old vocabulary.
Right, right, true. But, I mean, like, there's E, this, and that. We didn't have that before there was internet and all that stuff.
All right,
but
we can keep platform.
Platform, it's useful.
Collusion. Yeah, I can't wait till we're done with this.
Oh, God.
I can't wait.
Stop using that
especially,
word.
I never want to fucking hear Rudy talk about it anymore.
Ugh.
No, I have a problem with
it. You like the word collusion?
You might in a couple of months.
We'll see.
I guess you didn't hear
Witch
today.
Hunt.
What?
Witch
you
hunt.
Didn't hear today's news about Manafort, did you?
No.
Oh, I didn't either.
Oh, Manafort. You remember him, campaign manager.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
While he was campaign manager, meets with a Russian intelligence officer, who somebody knows is a very widely known Russian intelligence officer, and shares Trump polling data with them. This, of course, while we know they were trying to hack the election,
yeah,
and they were attacking, and they were doing all these social media things to hurt Hillary. So, yeah, that's not good.
Oh, my God. Why'd he do that?
I wonder. Ugh. I wonder why he did that. Everybody meets with a Russian intel officer. Look what I found. Middle-aged white guys with high school degrees really like the president. Women, minority women with college degrees, not so much. Here you go, Russia. Have fun with this.
Oh, my God.
And everybody just meets on the tarmac with the attorney general.
What about? We're not talking about that.
Well, but we're talking about the person that was the better choice, okay? You can't have one without the other.
Nobody said that she was the better choice.
We know a lot more now.
Yeah.
Then we knew then.
Oh, my God.
And remember, and I don't want to get into this whole thing now, but remember at the time we knew one person was being investigated by the FBI. Turns out they both were. Mm-hmm. So we did not have all the information.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah. So that was going on, too.
Oh, my.
Yeah. So let's not. Well, while we had suspicions about Hillary, maybe rightly so.
Yeah.
We didn't have. Well, maybe we should have about Trump, too. But Comey didn't tell us that. So but either way, never good idea to share with a Russian intelligence officer while you're heading up a presidential campaign.
I don't understand why anybody would do that.
To do nefarious things.
Yeah, but
people on the up and up in America generally do not meet with Russian intelligence officers.
No, you shouldn't. I mean, they're still the bad guys.
To most of us, yes. Otis, family of acronyms such as POTUS, FLOTUS, SCOTUS. Yeah, I could do enough. I've had enough with the Otis.
Yeah, I'm done.
With Otis's.
Done.
Ghosting. I don't use it a lot, but it is kind of annoying. Like when somebody disappears, they don't want to talk to you, they ghosted you.
Yeah.
I could do that.
I could do with that.
I could do without ghosting.
I just think it's a stupid word in the first place. Ugh.
Yeet. I never even heard of this before.
Me neither.
I heard of Yeezy, but I never heard of yeet.
No.
As in to vigorously throw or toss. If I have one more freshman say yeet. Yeah, I don't need yeet.
Yeah.
Litigate. I mean, well, it's a legal term. But
yeah.
it's a lot. I mean, it's a proper term.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we do have to keep it. I've just heard it enough.
Yeah.
But I don't want to banish it.
No.
No, but I mean, like, are they saying that we're using it in a different sense than the legal sense?
No.
Like, no. So what the hell?
Oh, well, they're saying appropriated by politicians and journalists for any matter of controversy in the public sphere. Like, we have to litigate this. Oh, well, I guess.
You know,
I guess
they're
supposed to discuss or reason.
Yeah.
But in that context, it should be banned.
Yeah, it's kind of silly.
Grapple. People who struggle with ideas and issues now grapple with them.
Yeah,
no, we've always
stay.
Used that word. That's good.
Eschew.
Eschew, I think it is.
No, I think it's askew.
No, something's askew, but you eschew something like you don't.
Askew.
Is askew?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, we should get rid of it because we don't know what the fuck it is.
We don't know how to say it. It shouldn't be done.
I had to fucking look it up because you weren't giving me the fuck. Yeah, you did too. Yeah. All right. Like, what the fuck is...
I know what a cashew is. What the fuck is an eschew? God bless you.
I just looked it up, the pronunciation. It's eschew. Sorry.
I've never heard eschew? Anybody say that. I've never heard...
Eschew. Eschew. You usually write it. It's like, albeit. You don't usually say eschew. It out loud. It's usually a written
word. What's the point of a word that you don't say out loud? That doesn't even fucking make sense. You can't tell me how a word is pronounced if nobody's ever pronounced it. Fuck you.
No.
You pronounce shit that gets said.
No. That's not what I'm
saying.
Very
good, Devin.
Am I right, though?
Yeah. People do say them out loud.
Have you ever heard it?
Yes.
You've heard it eschew?
Yes.
I don't think you have. You just said you haven't heard it.
No, I didn't. No, I never heard it said.
You're the one fucking person.
Askew.
Because even here in their definition, they say nobody ever actually says this word out loud. So you're the one person.
Yeah, but I mean, you read it. I don't usually
How's
use it
How does it matter how I fucking pronounce it in my own fucking head? It's not bothering you. If I'm not saying it, how fucking dare you
I don't
try
care
to police
how you
me? You're not the dream police.
I don't care.
Fucking cheap trick. Fucking settle down over there.
I don't care how you say it out loud. I care how you say it just now because we're saying it on the radio.
No, but I mean, it's fucking a stupid word. That's why it should be banned. If you're never going to fucking use it, there's no purpose in having it. These are words that get used too much. This word's never even fucking used.
And
it is used.
Arguing with Merriam-Webster here. Calm down.
I don't know what's on that fucking screen. She'd be making shit up.
It says S-chew, like a chew.
S-chew.
Yes.
Crusty. This has become a popular insult. It's disgusting and sounds weird. No, it's fine. Crusty's fine. You guys are crusty. Optics. I like optics. The trendy way to say appearance.
I like optics.
Makes it sound smarter. Legally drunk. You're a little tipsy, that's all. That's legally drunk. What?
Well, like legally, you're considered drunk. So you're legally drunk? I never heard it used that way.
People who are ticketed from drunk driving are actually illegally drunk.
Right.
Illegally drunk.
Thought leader. I could do without that.
Ugh.
You know, somebody who comes up with ideas.
That's stupid.
Importantly. Totally unnecessary when important is sufficient. More importantly. Banned in 1992. Apparently sounds more important, but is also senseless. Important.
So if it was banned in 1992, why is it here now?
More importantly was banned. Mm-hmm. Now they're just trying to get rid of importantly. You know, they're working as a team, but importantly fucking worked its way back in.
I like the way that, you know, I like it. More importantly, well, just like, you know what? Fuck it, I want the whole word gone.
Accoutrement. I like accoutrement.
I like accoutrement.
I do too. That's my code word for the girls.
Oh.
Hard to spell, not specific, and anachronistic when accessories will do. No, accoutrement is good.
Accoutrement is nice. And it's French.
Most important election of our time. Yes. Yes. Every fucking election is the most important election of our time. I've had enough with that.
So tired.
Enough with the most important election of our time. So, as we like to do every year, we came up with creative writing assignments to say goodbye to all these 18 words.
Yes.
Pip,
bye-bye.
What do you got?
Well, I have a little ditty.
About Jack and Diane?
Yes.
I thought you had big titties.
No, they're just accoutrement.
Yeah, my accoutrement.
She's got one.
This is a little song to the tune of I Am the Walrus.
S-chew.
Okay. You ready? I might.
You like that one.
I might fumble a little over the rhythm exactly, but this is my best. Okay. I am blue and you are red. The base is fed. Thought leader is a Cheeto. I can't wrap my head around all the lies that you propound. When
fumble. The football team didn't even make it onto the field. What the fuck's going on over there?
When you're legally drunk, we must be profound. I'm dying. Sitting in your
never
wheelhouse.
Never
truer. you don't remember doing open mics.
All right. Sitting in your wheelhouse, yelling how the news is fake. Forget about the optics. Tell another big one. Eschew the truth. Eventually they'll litigate. It was the most important election of our time. We elected a boob. FLOTUS, SCOTUS, Krusty, POTUS. Don't you think we know about the collusion? Grapple with the cabinet. Most of them are yeet now. Importantly, your platform and family will all go down in flames. It was the most important election of our time. We elected a boob. Sitting in your golden castle, all your accoutrement. If you leave now, you could be off golfing. If you put this presidency in the books, it was the most important election of our time. We elected a boob. That's it.
There you go.
Now, I can imagine it's like, you know what, Paul? They've got Pip Palix has these lyrics that we could use in this song.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you for the musical accompaniment.
could, you're the head of the thing. You say, Joe, now you can go.
I have motioned you. You usually it's a different motion.
It's a radio show, stupid.
they don't need to know that it's your fucking turn, stupid.
No, you should announce it, Joe. It's your turn to go. Thank you, stupid.
Screw you and fucking go.
Right. Now that 2018 is in the books, it's hard to wrap my head around people who take a platform on things that aren't even in their wheelhouse. But importantly, there are people who believe they are the thought leader with all the accoutrements to comment on issues such as the most important election of our time or the POTUS, FLOTUS, or SCOTUS. But in turn, it just gives them the optics of being crusty. If you yourself try to make a point about something these days, you feel like you're litigating your opinion and have to grapple with them. You then upset someone, and now they're ghosting you like you're in a collusion with half the internet. I'd rather eschew the situation, just yeet them to the side, and tell them I'm legally drunk.
Well done.
I never heard of yeet.
No, never.
What the fuck is that?
Ooh, yeah. Exactly. Wait, perfect way to phrase that, too.
Thank you. What the fuck is that?
I don't know. So this is kind of like a rap.
Okay.
It's kind of what I do.
I'm not like a human beatbox or anything.
Can you just
but
clap?
Like, yes.
Give me a little rhythmic clap. There you go. Old 2018 is in the books. More importantly, is AOC is more than just good looks. Maybe AOC is really a thought leader. Maybe the GOP is pissed because they couldn't beat her. You know who AOC is, right?
No.
Alexandria or Ocasio-Cortez.
Yeah.
That's the abbreviation, AOC.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah, okay. You know me.
Rambo was socialist. Keep going.
Keep clapping, stupid. Maybe AOC is really a thought leader. Maybe the GOP is pissed because they couldn't beat her. Is she an airhead or is it a GOP collusion to distract us while we wait for proof of collusion? Maybe those that hate her are just bitter and crusty because their attacks are shitty like a trombone that got rusty. She got elected in the most important election of our time. You grappling with Hal, but AOC is straight up a dime. The year of the woman sent Paul Ryan ghosting. All the while, Trump never stopped boasting. And back came Nancy to reclaim her gavel. And Mueller said, I will continue to litigate as the BS unravels. Chuck, Nancy, and Bob will make Donnie feel legally drunk. From where I sit, screw the optics. Donnie's a skunk. All was not lost for our embattled POTUS, the man that gets more pee than any other Otis. He got his man Brett onto the biggest platform. That boy can drink, but can he perform? For Brett, a beer is an accoutrement to the robe. That's French for I'm fucked up and look at my globes.
There's another page?
Yes.
What is this, the fucking White Album?
Racist. And maybe a journalist should eschew from visiting the Saudis. But Donnie said maybe or maybe not the prince got rowdy. No. Now bone saws are not in my wheelhouse. They leave me more DNA than Bill on a blue blouse. Sometimes I can't wrap my head around this. Makes as much sense as Ace and Pete not in Kiss. But I'm happy to give 2018 the heave-ho and yeet because my song of banished words is finally complete.
Oh, my God. That's good.
Thank you. Joe's just bitter. Thank you.
Bitter?
Yeah.
Too long.
What?
Too long. You don't even have the rhythm, too.
You know, you don't exactly have the most perfect flow,
no, but the rhymes are tight.
But the rhymes were good.
I put those rhymes with these words up against anybody.
I'm impressed with the rhymes.
Yeah. Really?
What?
Yeah, you work a rusty trombone into there. you work Bill Clinton fucking coming on a dress in there.
the bone saw and the blue dress. Oh, my God. I like that.
Thank you. Somebody appreciates it. All right, we'll take a quick break and then just do a little bit more. And then as soon as I can fucking find the song I want to play.
I thought that I had a good idea.
What, you're good. What?
No, I thought it was good. I was patting myself on the back.
No, well, nobody said it wasn't good. We're very supportive of you and all your endeavors.
It's like a teenage daughter.
I thought it was good, God damn it.
We think it's a good idea to go to art school.
Just learn how to say Funyun. You'll be fine. All right, we'll be back with some scamming nonsense.